Proverbs says, the soul would have no rainbow if the eye had no tears. Some joys are only possible on the other side of sorrow. It is true when the preacher says, in much wisdom is much vexation, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 18. But it is worth it. And I don't mean that the scene which led to savoring was easy. The work involved in figuring out what the Bible means when it talks about God is often agonizingly difficult. I know something of Luther's agonizing statement, I beat importunately upon Paul at that place, most ardently desiring to know what St. Paul wanted. I simply mean that when all is said and done, the work of thinking led me again and again to worship. Academia was life-giving for me. Inflamed to Preach by Romans 9. I left in search of a new life of exultation over the truth. There is an irony in the fact that what led to my leaving was a sabbatical in which I wrote a book on Romans 9. The Justification of God is the most complicated, intellectually demanding book I have ever written. It deals with the most difficult theological issues and one of the hardest texts in the Bible. Yet, ironically, the research and writing of this book was what God used to inflame my heart for preaching and pastoral ministry. Writing this most difficult book about God's sovereignty was not dispiriting, it was incendiary. This was the God I wanted more than anything to proclaim, not just explain. Yet it was the explaining that set fire to the proclaiming. I have not forgotten that. That is the main point of this book. I haven't forgotten because it is still true. As I mused, says the psalmist, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue, Psalm 39, verse 3. Musing, brooding, pondering, thinking. That has been for me the pathway to seeing and savoring and singing and speaking and staying. Year after year, this has been my work, prayer-saturated, spirit-dependent thinking about what God has revealed of Himself to provide fuel for passion and preaching. Thinking is indispensable on the path to passion for God. Thinking is not an end in itself. Nothing but God Himself is finally an end in itself. Thinking is not the goal of life. Thinking, like non-thinking, can be the ground for boasting. Thinking without prayer, without the Holy Spirit, without obedience, without love, will puff up and destroy. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 1. But thinking under the mighty hand of God, thinking soaked in prayer, thinking carried by the Holy Spirit, thinking tethered to the Bible, thinking in pursuit of more reasons to praise and proclaim the glories of God, thinking in the service of love, such thinking is indispensable in a life of fullest praise to God. The tension. And yet the tension remains.